Maybe at some point in the last day, you decided to take a step back from the news and pause from obsessing over the election. Well, that's what we're going to do for the next few minutes with someone whose voice has been keeping us company for decades, providing the soundtrack to road trips, breakups, parties, and karaoke nights, Stevie Nicks. She first hit the Billboard charts in the 1970s with the band Fleetwood Mac, and she did it again just last month. More on that in a bit. Stevie Nicks has so many monster hits that what she did on her 24 Karat Gold tour a few years ago was kind of radical. She opened up what she calls her gothic trunk of lost songs and pulled out a bunch of her tunes that don't get played on the radio. Like this one, Belle Fleur.
Mountain women. Oh, they live in the canyon. Canyon dancing. Oh.
That show is now available as a live concert film and an album. And Stevie Nicks told me it took her until now, at the age of 72, to feel comfortable doing the songs she wanted to do instead of the ones other people expected of her.
When that tour was over, I went, well, I will never let management, agents, friends, acquaintances, my dog, anybody tell me what I'm going to do on my stage, in my world. Now, in the Fleetwood Mac world, you're in a team. It's like you're on a basketball team. You have to be a team player when you're in a band. You're never going to be able to be like that freewheeling, roller skating witch that I am in my own world, right?
You talk a lot in the show about Tom Petty, who was a close friend of yours, and you do a couple songs that you and he worked on together, including the first single from your debut solo album, Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Yeah.
And I think he was alive when you performed this set and
he
died
was.
Later that year, is that right?
He was. Even when I talk about him now on stage, I talk about him like he is not dead.
Hmm.
Because I don't want him to be dead. So I talk to him like he's still down the street and I could, like, pick up the phone and call him.
That guy you're crazy about, Tom Petty? Well, this nice man has offered to give you a song. It's already recorded. It's fantastic. And he's offering to sing it with you if you would like.
But I'm really glad that this show was recorded before he died, because I think if he had already died, it would have definitely changed the way I spoke about everything. It would have been more... There would have been more of a sad tint to it. And as it was just all joyful.
You have always been recognized as a cultural icon and entertainer. Do you feel like you're finally getting the recognition that you deserve as a songwriter? I mean, you are the only woman to be inaugurated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, as both a member of a band and a solo artist. And it feels like people are finally appreciating you as a songwriter on a level of some of these legends that we've been talking about.
Yes, I feel really great about it. And I've heard many times different people that aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet, they're like, I don't care. You know, I don't care if I'm ever in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It means nothing until they get nominated.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to them. Just the nomination. Just like the white winged dove
sings a song, sounds like she's singing. And it was just last year, 2019, that this happened.
It was just last year. And I remember, I will always remember it like it was yesterday. I got to open the show, which was so cool because I got to open the show and then do my really too long speech, which I was, you know what, they were playing music and everything else. And I was like, hey, this is the 20 men, 22 men, one woman. I'm going to talk until
you mean
I
22 men have been inducted
22
twice.
22 men are in twice and me. And so it's 22 to 1. And I'm going to say everything in this speech that I have to say and that I've been waiting to say for like 4 years.
What I would like to say is that this speech thing that I'm supposed to give now has been following me down till the sound of its voice will haunt me for the last 2 weeks.
It's an amazing thing. And I hope that it broke some kind of a ceiling, you know, that will let more women in. It was my greatest honor.
Can I ask you about something completely unrelated that you might be totally tired of talking about by now, but I just feel like I have to mention it.
Okay.
So there was this viral TikTok video.
Oh, yes. Here, let me run and get my skates.
You're going to get your roller skates?
Let me just get them and I'll bring them out here.
I mean, Dreams was released in 1977 and it was back in the top 10 this summer.
I know.
This video shows a guy cruising down the street on a skateboard, drinking cranberry juice, singing along with this track. Can you tell us about the first time you saw the video?
Well, it totally just cracked me up. Am I touched by it? Absolutely. Does it just make me laugh like I can't even believe how funny it is? Yes.
You know, between the live concert film, the viral TikTok video, the new music that you're releasing, it feels like at the age of 72, you're entering a new chapter in your career.
It kind of does, doesn't it? I'm going to have to call him and thank him. You know?
Oh, you mean the TikTok guy?
The TikTok guy.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand, I'm not on TikTok. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Facebook. I don't have a computer. But I have to call him and tell him, thank you so much, because you know what you did? You brought this music back to the world all by yourself.
Stevie Nicks, you are a legend, and I'm grateful for all of the music you've given us and the time you've spent with us now talking about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye, honey. Take care.
The film of her 24-karat gold concert tour is available for on-demand streaming until Friday at stevienicksfilm.com, and the album of the live show is out now.